Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari
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 Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Radha Shyam Sundara, Radha
Shyam Sundara Hare. Jai Radha Shyam Sundara, Radha Shyam Sundara Hare.
Krishna
Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram,
Jaya
Jagannatha, Jaya Mahadeva, Jaya Subhadramai, Jaya Sudarshana.
Jaya Guru
Parampara, Jaya Guru Parampara, Jaya Guru Parampara, Jaya Guru Parampara,
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada,
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada,
Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Srila Guru. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Naram Chaiva Narottaram.
Naram Chaiva Narottaram.
Devim
Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Tato Jaya Mudire.
Tato Jaya Mudire.
Mukham Karoti Vachalam.
Mukham Karoti Vachalam.
Gangayate Girim.
Gangayate Girim.
Yatripatram Vande.
Yatripatam Hamade.
Shri Guru Dinatarnam.
Shri Guru Dinatarnam.
Parmananda Madhvam.
Parmananda Madhvam.
Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram.
Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram.
Let's go to, so today is, we're covering the last eight shlokas of Canto 1. So we'll start with the last shloka. Let's go to the one, Canto 1, chapter 19, shloka number 40.
I'll follow the leader because last week Sarja Prabhu did this, that we start with the last.
Yes.
We know that we cover the everything.
word by word meaning. Sutta Vacha.
Sutta Vacha.
Sri Sutta Goswami said.
Sri Sutta Goswami said.
Eva.
Eva.
Thus.
Abhashitaha. Abhashitaha.
Being spoken.
Being spoken.
Prashtaha.
Prashtaha.
And asked for.
And asked for.
Saha.
Saha.
He.
He.
Ragya.
Ragya.
By the king.
By the king.
Slakshneya.
Slakshneya.
My sweet.
My sweet.
Hira.
Hira.
Language.
Language.
Pratyabhashitaha.
Pratyabhashitaha.
Began to reply.
Began to reply.
Dharma Jnanaha.
Dharma Jnanaha.
One who knows the principles of religion.
One who knows the principles of religion.
Bhagwan,
Bhagwan,
the powerful personality,
the powerful personality,
Badrayani,
Badrayani,
son of Vyasadeva,
son of Vyasadeva.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Jai
Shri
Sutta Goswami said, the king thus spoke and questioned the sage using sweet language. Then the great and powerful personality, the son of Vyasadeva, who knew the principles of religion, began his reply. Please repeat after me. Shri Sutta Goswami said.
Shri Sutta Goswami said.
The king.
The king.
Thus spoke.
Thus spoke.
And questioned.
And questioned.
The sage.
The sage.
Using sweet language.
Using sweet language.
Then the great.
Then the great.
And powerful personality.
And powerful personality.
The son of Vyasadeva.
The son of Vyasadeva.
Who knew the principles.
Who knew the principles
of religion.
Of religion.
Began his reply.
Began his reply.
Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of first canto, 19th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Appearance of Sutta Goswami. So we'll read the translation purport of previous shloka as well, because there's no purport here. Translations: O powerful Brahmana, it is said that you hardly stay in the houses of men long enough to milk a cow. Purport. Saints and sages, in the renounced order of life, go to houses of the householder at the time they milk the cows early in the morning and ask some quantity of milk for subsistence. A pound of milk fresh from the milk bag of cow is sufficient to feed an adult with all vitamin values, and therefore saints and sages live only on milk. Even the poorest of the householder keep at least 10 cows, each delivering 12 to 20 quarts of milk. Therefore, no one hesitates to spare a few pounds of milk for the mendicants. It is the duty of householder to maintain the saints and sages like the children. So a saint like Sukadeva Goswami would hardly stay at the house of a householder for more than 5 minutes in the morning. In other words, such saints are very rarely seen in the houses of householders. And Maharaj Parikshit therefore prayed to him to instruct him as soon as possible. The householder also should be intelligent enough to get some transcendental information from visiting sages. The householder should not foolishly ask a saint to deliver what is available in the market. That should be reciprocal relation between the saints and the householders. Om Agyana Tavrandasya Agyana Janashana Kriya Chakra Mildamiyena Tasme Shri Guruvim Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sthapitam Viram Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutupadikam Lam Shri Guru Vaishabhamscham Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Sanjeevam Savdaitam Savdhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vikashakam Tarcha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deena Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rupascha Kripa Sindhu Vahevacha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So thank you very much everyone, Swaji Prabhu, for inviting us to Jagannath Dham and taking blessings of Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas here. I would like to
we would like to cover the last few shlokas of the first canto. It has been very nostalgic to, you know, to do the rewind of all the nice stories we have read and all the pastimes of Lord we have recovered so far. So I thought that let me go back and see, because I had like faint memories of first chapter, and I thought that there was something about Sukhdev Goswami, and I found very nice. It's shloka 3 of canto 1, chapter 1, where he says, O expert and thoughtful men, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of desire tree of Vedic literature. It emanated from lips of Sri Sukadev Goswami, therefore this fruit has become even more tasteful. Although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls. So he said it was already very relishable, but since it has come out of Sukadev Goswami's lips, it's become more potent and relishable. Now, who's saying these lines to whom? In chapter 1. Sutra Goswami saying to all the sages in Naimisharanya. So it's like a movie within a movie we see, you know, like somebody is narrating the story. So what we are hearing is the narration from Sutra Goswami for all the sages in Naimisharanya. Now, you know, like we have to see that we all know in the past shlokas that these are all dialogues happening between Parikshit Maharaj and Sukhdev Goswami and all the sages over there, and Sukhdev Goswami enters as the chapter's name is the appearance of Sukhdev Goswami. Sukhdev Goswami is appearing, and then question answers coming in. Parikshit Maharaj, even though he's the emperor of the universe at that time, the planet, he's humbly sitting down and inquiring, and he's considering himself as ordinary householder. So as we see in the previous shlokas as well, that, you know, like, I am a householder, and he's feeling fortunate that all these sages have appeared, and he's asking that, what should I do? You know, like, I have taken this vow to fast till death, and what is the duty of the person who's about to die, or otherwise, what is the topmost thing our person can do? So I think these things are boiling down to few things wherein we have to keep inquiring that what is the purpose of life, what is after this. And even though he was Mahabhagavat, you know, like Parikshit Maharaj was one of the Mahajan, and he is inquiring from the sages, means that it's a topmost knowledge which is going to come in the next canto and instructions. So one of the point here covered was the types of gurus whom we should inquire. So there are two levels being defined, which is Abhidaya and Sambandha. So Abhidaya comes into the Shiksha Guru comes into Abhidaya category, wherein he tells us about Krishna, and he is the first one who introduces us to Krishna Bhavanamrita, Krishna consciousness, like how to be Krishna conscious. And within Shiksha Guru there could be two types. One are objective and one are subjective. The objective Shiksha Gurus are defined as who have already experienced the Lordship, who's already experienced the the presence of Lord Shiva, who are into transcendence, and they speak out of their conviction, you know, like when we see Manu Prabhu or Chaitanya Sivu Prabhu, like they were speaking out of the conviction when they say, you tend to believe, because they're passing on their belief in you, they're passing on their faith in Lord in you. That's by or there are various Prabhus, like, you know, Vraj Krishna Das Prabhu, even though he is not Diksha Guru, but he's Shiksha Guru, because when you see him, when you see the effulgence on his face, and when you see conviction in him, you get inspired. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Like, oh, when how this person is relishing so much love in Krishna's kingdom.
Special smile there.
Special smile. how this person is so committed. He's in the same world as we are. We can't complain that, oh, that time, you know, like when we speak about Sukhdev Goswami, or when we speak about Sanatan Goswami, we thought that, oh, maybe that time was simple and people could dedicate it, oh, that time it was better. But then these personalities are in today's world. They are in the same material world as we are, they are in the same material time as we are. And we see them, wow, you know, like, and we get inspired. And then another type of Shiksha Guru could be subjective, who are still in their journey, who have little bit taste, who know the philosophy, but they are progressing and they speak out of their experience. And Srila Prabhupada wanted each one of us to become Shiksha Guru. He said that pass on the mercy we each one of have received. You know, this Manu Prabhu would speak to someone in the Asda, which is like a Lulu over there, and then on the till also, while they're bagging it, he will speak about Bhagavatam. Or he'll meet someone in train, he'll bring them home.
Who is Manu Prabhu?
Our Shiksha Guru from his Bhakti Charumara's disciple in London. Yeah. He has moved to India now. So there's the Srini Prabhu he met in the tube train. He brought him home. Now the Srini Prabhu is chanting 16 rounds and doing all sorts of sevas in Mandir. He saw us in a vegetable shop. He caught us, sir. They don't have any other business than telling about Krishna. So these dear that Shiksha Guru, and then comes Diksha Guru, which is Sambandha. So once we know about Krishna, then we have to develop that relation with him. And who can guide us to develop relationship with him, who knows about that personality, isn't it? So there are 9 stages of bhakti. So what are those?
Shravanam,
Shravanam,
Kirtanam.
Nine kinds of bhakti.
Shravanam,
Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pad Sevanam, Sakyam, Dasyam, Atma Nivedanam.
Correct. And what are the 9 stages of bhakti?
Shraddha se shuru hota hai.
Yeah, Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nivritti,
Nishtha,
Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, and Prema. So it doesn't mean that somebody who needs to be Guru has to be at Prema Bhakti. Anyone can be Guru at any stage and then help others to come and climb the ladder. So we'll cover a few more nice shlokas and purports from here. So I think it explains further in shloka 35 and 36.
35. Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who's very dear to son of King Pandu, has accepted me as one of those relatives just to please his great cousins and brothers. A pure and exclusive devotee of Lord serves his family interests more dexterously than others who are attached to illusory family affairs. Generally, people are attached to the family matters, and the whole economic impetus of human society is moving under influence of family affection. Such deluded persons have no information that one can render better service to the family by becoming devotee of the Lord. So here Srila Prabhupada is saying that you can do better service to family by becoming devotee of the Lord. So how do you think that this can be explained in today's context? So here Srila Prabhupada is saying, such deluded person have no information that one can render better service to the family by becoming a devotee of the Lord.
By making them Krishna conscious.
Yeah, because as Prabhu was explaining in the last classes, that why we are not indebted to even our parents or society, because what they have done for us is from the strength given by Lord. So indirectly we are indebted to Lord as well, because everything we have received in this society from the society, parents or forefathers. The Lord gives special protection to family members and descendants of devotee, even though such members are themselves not devotee. Maharaj Prahlad was a great devotee of the Lord, but his father Hiranyakashipu was a great atheist and declared enemy of the Lord. But despite all this, Hiranyakashipu was awarded salvation due to his being the father of Maharaj Prahlad. The Lord is so kind that he gives all protection to the family members of his devotee. Thus, the devotee has no need to bother about his family members. Even if one leaves such family member aside to discharge devotional service, Maharaj Yudhishthir and his brothers were the sons of Kunti, the parental aunt of Lord Krishna. And Maharaj Parikshit admits the patronage of Lord Krishna because of his being the only grandson of the great Pandavas. So if we see, Maharaj Parikshit is giving credit to his forefathers, even though he was one of the first class devotees. Because if you realize that when he was in the womb of Mother Uttara, he didn't do any pious activities. He didn't do any Vaishnava seva. He didn't do any of the bhakti. He didn't practice any. He couldn't practice any bhakti in the womb. But just because he is descendant in the family of devotees, he got protection even though he was in the And then that's what he's saying, that Maharaj Pariksit admits the patronage of Lord Krishna because of his being the only grandson of the great Pandavas. The next one, 36. Otherwise, without being inspired by Lord Krishna, how is it that you have voluntarily appeared here, though you are moving incognito to the common man and are not visible to us who are on the verge of death? So incognito meaning invisible. So he's saying that if it was not Krishna's instructions on how you would appear here, it cannot be by chance. How is that you have voluntarily appeared here? Now sometimes I sometimes I think that why is Lord not guiding me into right direction? Why is Lord letting me wander around when everybody is saying that Lord is seated in heart, and then he's saying, how is that you voluntarily appeared? So he's saying that Krishna inspired Sukadev Goswami to come here. So why is Lord is not inspiring me? Aise aata hai question.
Why
he's inspiring, bro.
Huh?
He's very much inspiring.
No. I mean, you don't know so much clutter is there. If I will open my heart, it will smell so much. So much dirt inside. So, I think I was pondering upon this question, and then so I heard somewhere in the lecture that Lord gives instruction to the extent of surrender. So the more surrender we will be, the more charge he will take of your chariot. So these people whom we are speaking about are the most surrendered people. And that's why Lord has taken charge of their destiny. So we're talking about free will in last few chapters, and here they had surrendered. I mean, Parikshit Maharaj has surrendered his free will. So whatever has happened with him is under guidance and instructions of Lord. So everything he did was under instruction of Lord or some Lord's kripa on him. The great sage Sukadeva Goswami was certainly inspired by Lord Krishna to appear voluntarily before Maharaj Parikshit, the great devotee of the Lord, just to give him the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam. One can achieve the nucleus of devotional service of the Lord by the mercy of the spiritual master and the personality of Godhead. The spiritual master is the manifested representative of the Lord to help one achieve ultimate success. So here we have given the importance of the spiritual master, that one can achieve nucleus of devotional service of the Lord by the mercy of spiritual master. The spiritual master is the manifested representative of the Lord to help one achieve ultimate success. One who is not authorized by the Lord cannot become spiritual master. Now, what do you mean by authorized spiritual master? Like, we have authorized engineers, we have authorized practitioners.
Guru
we have
parampara.
Authorized
parampara.
Yeah. So how do we see if someone is authorized or not? Like, there are so many bogus gurus out there today who are making devotees disciples for their own benefits, but we have to be careful that how we choose our guru, how we see that somebody is authorized or not.
He's from the
Parampara,
he's connected to the GBC.
They have
a spiritual master, so they are coming. He's connected to the GBC, he's connected to his
school. Right. So many times, like, I was listening to Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj's lecture, and he's saying that many times GBC amongst themselves question each other in terms of whom they should authorize and who should be authorized. And then they concluded that since Srila Prabhupada authorized them, and in the interest of, you know, like expanding the mercy, they have to bring more and more gurus and authorize them. But then the thing is that we have to see that whatever what are the qualifications of guru for someone to become guru, and these qualifications are defined as they are speaking nothing else than what's being said by Lord Shri Krishna. They just repeat the guru. To someone to qualify as guru, he must only repeat what are Krishna's instructions. And that is how it's coming through disciplic succession, that we have today Bhagavad Gita as it is, where Srila Prabhupada gave emphasis of as it is, because there's sheer repetition of what Krishna has instructed.
Repeat and practice.
Repeat and practice, yeah. So that's another thing. So repeat what Krishna has said, practice what is being said, and follow the footsteps of Bhagavata, Pivacharyas, Mahajanas.
Also some basic qualities, speech, control of speech, anger.
Yeah, I mean these things are byproducts. So
Arjun wanted to go to Himalayas, but then Lord said that no, you have to do your dharma. So there may be sects or dharma promoting that people go to vanprastha or do tapasya in the forest, but then in today's yuga, Srila Prabhupada has given instruction to his devotees and to go and spread the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to analyze further the qualities of Guru, we have lot of material given to us, like in a cheat sheet. So when I was in India, we used to go to this teacher who used to give us all the answer papers before the exams, so that her children pass, you know, like that. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada has given us the cheat sheet as well to pass this, you know. Sarvajaya Prabhu was talking about passing the exam. To pass the exam, he's given the cheat sheet. He's told us the answers. He showed us the path. We just have to go and walk the path. So the other cheat sheet to see to qualities of Guru and while choosing Guru is to every morning when we do samsara dhava, all the qualities of Gurus are given. So like samsara dhava nalalita loka pranaya guna gana ghana ghanatvam. So ghana ghanatvam is like ghana ghan barish kariya hota hai. So it's like the Guru is the one who puts that water or that rain on the fire of this material existence. Samsara dhava. Dhava means like blazing fire. So we can practically in Doha experience this blazing fire outside. But even if you go to colder places like London or New York or elsewhere or Singapore, you see at 7 o'clock in the morning people boarding the train with all sad faces and rushing towards catching the train in Bombay, you know. It's blazing fire out there in the material world. And no one is happy. So be it Tata Birla or be it the pune in the thing, because this is the nature of the material world. And Guru is the one who pours the water. You see Srila Prabhupada's face here, you know, smiling face, and then you see a hope. You see so many inspiration. You see the love for Krishna. Look at his face. Then next one is Mahaprabhu Kirtan Nita Gita Balitramadya Romancha Kampa Shruta Ranga Bhashya. So romanch, unke hamesha romanch hota hai Krishna ke liye. You see when Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj comes here, or when you see Guru Maharaj, when you see Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, you know, despite, or Radha Govind Swami, despite all those bodily ailment, they're excited. They have that romanch, they're like utsaha to preach about Lord. They always chanting and dancing and Lord Hari's kirtan. You know, there was somebody posted on WhatsApp, Jayapataka Swami dancing 2013. And there was this video somewhere in West in the airport. Somebody brought prasad. So Jayapataka Swami Maharaj gave the prasad to everyone. As soon as prasad finished, there was kirtan going on. He starts to dance on the airport. You know, like that. So they are completely absorbed in the transcendence. Then Sri Vigrahara Dhan Nitinana Shangaratan Mandir Varjanatam. So Mandir, temple service, deity service. So the Guru who does himself deity service, and he asks his disciples to do deity service, temple service. Chaturvidashi Bhagavat Prasada Swadvana Bhagavat Sangha Kirtaya Vikritim Bhajato Sadeva. So Bhajato Sadeva, Chaturvidha, Char Tadha Ki Hamesha or offerings Bhagwan ko karte hain aur hamesha always remembering Lord Shri. Shri Radhika Madhavyor Apara Madhurya Lila Gunarupanam, hamesha Bhagwan ki leelaon ka gungan karte hain. No other business. Nikunj Yuno Rati Keli Siddhyai So making, assisting gopis in different types of arrangements for Radha and Krishna. So here, you know, Srila Prabhupada is singing for his gurus. His gurus are singing of their gurus. And they are singing of for Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami. And we've seen so many pastimes of they and them playing part in these leelas. Sakshat Dharitvina Samastha Shastrais Yukta Sata Bha Kata Eva Sakti Came to promote Priya Eva Tasya Maligurvi. So here we are saying that here being said that we should respect Guru as much as Lord Himself. So that's the beauty of about Krishna Consciousness movement here, that how to differentiate this thing wherein we respect Guru as much as Krishna, but then we have always Srila Prabhupada opposite. He's never he's opposite to Krishna, you know, like in many other sampradayas they make the Guru seated next to Krishna. But here, first the Lord's aarti is done and then aarti is offered to Srila Prabhupada. So they considered equal. But then as Srila Prabhupada's instructions, he always said that he is servant of Krishna. He has never said that I am Lord. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasato, yasya prasadat na kadiktavi. So what is that prasad you're talking about here? Yeah, every day morning we are singing this aarti, but what is that prasad we are talking about? We can only get from Lord's devotees who are guru, who's guru, and a prasadan, you know, unke mercy ke alawa nahi milega wo prasad. So what is that prasad?
Moksha.
Krishna prema. I mean, moksha is much lower. Devotee is not even asking for that. The mukti is coming, knocking the doors of devotees, and devotees saying, no, I don't need you. It's much more higher. That prasad is Krishna praying. We're talking about. And the one who has it can only give it. So these are the instructions given. We sing every day. It gives us tools to identify who could be the guru, and then once we've identified who could be the guru, we follow them, follow their footsteps, follow their instructions, and that can perfect our life. We do a really good time. So another thing, examples been given in the class was like Arjun. Arjun was so expert in archery that he could put bow and arrow he could do it with both hands, left or right. Because he was always thinking about his skills, he's always practicing those skills. He was always absorbed in that. So if you want to become first class devotees, you have to be always absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. I mean, it's being said for Lord Vidur Maharaj, that he, wherever he went, he took Vrindavan with him. Wherever he went, he took pilgrimage to him. Wherever he went, the place became place of pilgrimage. Why?
He was first class devotee.
He was first class devotee, but what do first class devotee do to become first class devotee? He was always absorbed with Krishna. Krishna was seated in his heart. So wherever he would go, that place would become place of pilgrimage because he was always absorbed in Lord's pastime. Yeah. So then we have to see that why we are not following those footsteps of those devotees, or why we are unable to practice those things, and we always are absorbed in Lord's pastimes, Lord's devotional service.
The basic reason is chanting only. So chanting is not favored.
Very good. I mean, Kale Kale Naam Roop Krishna Avatar. And to do nice chanting, we have to listen to Krishna. As Prabhu was telling, that His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj told that to chant nicely, we need to read. So once we read the Bhagavatam, we know the pastimes of the Lord, we know the devotional services or the faith devotees had, it will inspire us in chanting Lord's name. It will develop that faith. It will, every time we hear about, you know, like hum log bachpan mein jab chote the, to teacher used to say that, used to give that example that when in the villages they take out water from the well, on the stones on the side there are marks of the rope. Now the ropes are so soft and the rocks are so hard, but then by amount of friction from rope and stone, mm-hmm. the stone also gets impression. So if we are like stone hearted people, but then because of all the are so many 8.4 million birth karmas, desires, you know, that's keeping us preoccupied with the material energy of the Lord. But then if we keep hearing about the Lord, if keep the, that rope will keep rubbing us, the impression will come in the stone-like heart as well. And we have to think about what is alternative to devotional service. So if we are not doing devotional service, what we are doing? And if we find, slowly analyze whatever we are doing with except devotional service, everything will remain here. So we have to keep inquiring within ourselves, we have to keep inquiring from the devotees of the Lord and follow the footsteps of Mahajanas, like submissively Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring from Sukhdev Goswami, that what is the purpose? You don't stay at any home more than 5 minutes and I'm going to die, then what should I do? Tell me quickly. Like, because he's saying that since I'm Grahastha, you may go away. Your time is so precious. Tell me quickly. What should I do? So authorized, the spiritual master is manifested representative of the Lord to help one achieve ultimate process. One who is not authorized by the Lord cannot become a spiritual master. Srila Sukadeva Goswami is an authorized spiritual master. Thus he was inspired by the Lord to appear before Maharaj Parikshit and instruct him in the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, when he is saying that Sukadeva Goswami was qualified, we learnt in previous shlokas that all the glories of Sukadeva Goswami, that he was always absorbed in Krishna, so much so that he didn't know that whether he is wearing clothes or not, whether, you know, like whether he is clean or not. But one can achieve the ultimate success of going back to Godhead if he is favored by Lord sending his true representative. As soon as a true representative of Lord is met by a devotee of the Lord, the devotee is assured a guarantee for going back to Godhead just after leaving the present body. So we are so fortunate to meet these sannyasis. And it's saying, now imagine this, analyze seriously that it is not by chance. It's the arrangement of the Lord and the, you know, unalloyed mercy of devotees that we meet spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada is saying that it is guaranteed. The devotee is assured a guarantee for going back to Godhead just after leaving the present body. This, however, depends on the sincerity of the devotee himself. So you have to walk the path. We have to walk the path. The Lord is seated in the heart of all living beings, and thus he knows very well the movements of all individual person. As soon as the Lord finds that a particular soul is very eager to go back to Godhead, the Lord at once sends his bona fide representative. The sincere devotee is thus assured by the Lord of going back to Godhead. The conclusion is that the great assistant to get the assistance and help of bona fide spiritual master means to receive the direct help of the Lord himself. It's a very profound purport and very assuring. And Srila Prabhupada said, those who have simple hearts, they should take devotional service because it's easier for them to adopt Krishna consciousness. So, and if you are not doing devotional service, then Srila Prabhupada said we are none less than thieves and rogues, because we are receiving all those gifts and things from Lord, but then we are enjoying it for ourselves. So he says that play for Krishna, pray for Krishna, eat for Krishna, sing for Krishna, talk for Krishna, walk for Krishna. Be grateful. So let's try to figure out that, and then let's do this exercise, that we sit on a fence and put our one leg on being ungrateful and looking at all the material world and material desire, and put other feet on being grateful and always being thankful to the Lord for whatever he has given to us, and doing devotional service. And think about that, which gives us more pleasure, which side?
Depends on the consciousness of the person.
Well, let's sit here. We are among ourselves, we're saying.
Certainly towards the Lord.
Yeah, because that's a natural identity. That's our nitya roop. We see all the devotees, we see all the paraphernalia, temple. It immediately takes us into peace, transcendence.
So it's dependent on the consciousness and the planetary level.
Yeah.
It's all about.
But
who,
yeah,
it's all about the point, the higher consciousness.
That's what we talked about ourselves, you know, like if we have seen, we when we go to Vrindavan, we see how these devotees are, you know, like blissful and chanting, dancing, and relishing the Lord's Hari name, and we see the material world, godless world, wherein
we are engaging ourselves in the material world.
So that's what we are in, on fence. We are sitting on fence. We have one leg here and one leg there. So sometime we have to decide that which side we have to go. Like for someone to become doctor, he has to decide at year 7 or year 8 that I want to become doctor. Or somebody wants to go to IIT, they want to decide at years, even though the exam is in 12th, but they decide at year 7, year 8 that, oh, I want to go to IIT. So we have to decide now that, oh, we are sitting on fence and our one leg is here, one leg is there. Unless we make that call, we'll always sit on the fence. We will not be able to make progress. So Guru's mercy is there, Lord's instructions are there, devotee Sadhu Sangha is there. But we saw in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, the Lord is seated in the heart of all living beings, thus knows very well the movements of the individual person. And this, however, depends on the sincerity of the devotee himself. So we have to be sincere. We have to do something about it. We have to show that we are sincere by our act. You know, like we tell our kids, practice what you preach, or show by example. Swami Malika will thank you, Madhav Kaur, show by example, man, like that. So we have to show ourselves. So and then we can follow the footsteps of Acharyas, you know, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all the bhajan, and so we have all the arms and emanations, tools to achieve that. So with that I'll conclude. Please tell and share any realizations or questions or comments.
How would you say it is practically possible to cross the fence to one side unless you become a sannyasi?
No, that's what...
You will always be having one foot in material world and one foot in spiritual world.
Correct. No, we
I
have...
I think we'll always be stuck like this only on the fence.
No, that's what, here I would agree and disagree with you, Mataji. Like, we have example, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We have examples around us. There are so many sincere devotees, you know. Like, see Sankirtan Prabhu, see Anirudh Gopal Das Prabhu. Look at Srimala Prabhu. He's vice president at Emirates Airlines. Such a high position. He has three grown-up boys. Like, we have so many examples around us that material progress doesn't mean that we have to leave Krishna consciousness.
That's what I'm saying. There'll always be a balance of both.
They'll
always be engaged in both.
Engaging in both has difference. Wherein, if you are in grihastha life, but we are able to add Krishna to our life, that grihastha life becomes Krishna consciousness. So when he's stepping into Emirates Airlines office, he's thinking about Lord. When he's doing his duties in material world, he's doing for the Lord. So that's what Krishna consciousness. So we have to add Krishna consciousness to our life. So I asked the same question to Guru Maharaj, that is it, that means that this life grihastha, next life brahmachari, next life sannyasi, then I go back to Krishna's world. He said, no, you can go in this very world. And when gurus give diksha, they say that I will take you. We promise him that we'll follow four regulated principles, we will chant 16 rounds. They do counter promise, which is much bigger. They say, I will take you. I'll make sure. So this sitting in fence is talking about forgetting Krishna while we are doing our duties. Like Krishna and Arjun on the battlefield, Arjun wanted to leave and become sannyasi. But Krishna said, no, fight, do your dharma. So we have to do our dharma as father, as mother, as son, daughter. So we have to continue to do our dharma, but by keeping Krishna in the center, being completely absorbed in Krishna. Now this Manu Prabhu we keep talking about, he's moved back, he is British citizen, but he's moved back to Mira Road. He travels Mira Road to Andheri 2.5 hours each way, just because he could serve his parents. And his parents are old, so they're living next to the Bhaktivedanta hospital, so that there's a care around that. But they've kept all whole of their life around Krishna. He's a very senior position with Birla, the fashion group. He's a fashion designer. So he could easily afford a place to live close to his workplace or avoid traveling. So, but then he made a choice that he wanted to give a Krishna conscious environment to his families. So there are so many examples like them. You know, like I know about a devotee, he refused a promotion because he wanted to engage more time in Krishna consciousness. But those are not the example we necessarily have to follow. In our own situation, we can add Krishna to our life.
For example, Prabhu, if we are sending our child for Vedanga class, it is Krishna conscious. If we are sending our child for a swimming class or a basketball class, it is not Krishna conscious.
No, it is. We are sending our kids to swimming class, football, everything. It's not the act, it's about giving them Krishna consciousness, it's about the consciousness. We keep telling them, you have to stay fit that you can serve Krishna for longer. So it is all about consciousness. So we're doing the same act with a different consciousness, keeping Krishna in the center. So we don't need to shun, we can't escape this material world. But what we can do is we can add Krishna to it.
I heard Gurmila Mataji's lecture once that there is a footballer, I don't know his name, she was saying that she is into Krishna consciousness and she was saying that we should try to develop our kids to become, to achieve those material positions so that they can inspire others. Just one cause should be there, that they are achieving that position so that they can preach others, they can inspire others. Many people had that understanding that Krishna conscious people don't do anything, you know. तो कई लोग पीछे हटते हैं, हमने देखा है. कौन से कई लोग दूर भागते हैं कि हर चीज को छोड़कर जी रहे हैं. So we have to set that kind of example in the society that we are in the material world, but we are serving Krishna at every step of our life.
I mean, we were close to this London society, so we keep giving example that this is a Vaishnava professional network in Londoneshwar, and the devotees over there help each other, and then they do seminars and lecture series in big organizations like all these Barclays, all these banks. They have freedom to create these spiritual lunch and learn sessions. So they'll do 6-week Bhagavad Gita series session in Barclays or HSBC. So when Radhanath Maharaj went there was this, his book launch was done in HSBC building. Some 400-500 professionals attended. Devotees came in dhoti kurta tilak over there. And when Maharaj finished his class, there was standing ovation. He was taken to the board of directors level, show, met all the executives. He was taken to members of parliament in UK. So all these boys and girls who have grown up in Krishna consciousness in Pandav Sena, all of them have been placed at nice positions. So they are inspiring others. They are attracting like-minded, simple-hearted, professional people, because our Krishna consciousness is very logical. And it's easy to understand for people who understand logic, who are intelligent, who can analyze the situation. This intelligence is very important. You know, we have to use our intelligence in asking right things, right questions. So like you're asking this Mataji, it's a first step towards to the journey. Like here, Parikshit Maharaj is asking Sukadev Goswami. We need to keep inquiring this, you know, if we are sitting in this material world, how can we be Krishna conscious? And that's where we should look up to the Guru. So we haven't returned for long to our Guru Maharaj, but we often keep writing him or asking him things if there's a major decision in life or something, a major query about the spiritual progress, like that. So he's the one who takes care of them. That's from.
Oh, there's nothing called balancing between material life and spiritual life.
No.
You know, because many people they ask this question, and many people they have this understanding that we can balance our material life and spiritual life.
There's no such thing called balance.
Many people think that, okay, now in the morning we have been through the Bhagavatam class, then in the afternoon we can now the quota is finished for spirituality in the morning, and then in the evening we can watch TV, we can watch a movie, we can go to a party. There is nothing like that.
No. Correct. There's no balancing, because as soon as we develop the taste, we lose the taste for other things. Like, you know, we have lost the taste for tea, or we've lost the taste for onion garlic, we've lost taste for alcohol, we've lost taste for mundane NIA type parties. You know, like sometimes it pains to attend these type of things when you have to do it for, you know, for all those reasons.
And in fact, we are not enjoying both things.
We're not enjoying, yeah.
Because when we go to a party in the evening, then we have a guilt that why we came here, but we came because of some reason,
yeah.
And then in the morning also we go because we think that, you know, okay, we have to go there just to fill the quota. So we don't enjoy actually both. So we have to decide actually which side we want to be.
Of course. And it comes gradually, it's never forced as well. But it comes from within. But within means we have to take conscious decision. Right? We can't leave it ki haan apne aap hoega. Jaise hum bachche ko bolte hain na ki bachche bolte hain are papa sab bhagwan ke haath mein hai, aur agar samajh lo hum maan yahi bolegi papa padhne ki kya zarurat hai, sab to bhagwan ke haath mein hai. So you know, we can't leave it to Lord then, so we have to use our figure.
And there's other way to look at it, that, you know, we being Krishna in our life. Whatever we do, we go to a party, we go to whatever the way we are living, we should keep living, but we bring Krishna in our
Krishna
life.
Yeah.
Then
Krishna.
Whatever is necessary to say, other things will go.
Yeah, anartha nivritti will all of it automatically happen. It's like a byproduct. I see lots of things coming from Anandindavan Prabhu.
I remember one class where Prabhu said, you don't have to, Krishna consciousness is nothing minus, you don't have to minus anything from your life. Just add Krishna in your life.
ये जो just मूल्य just एक रुपये मेरे दिमाग में चल रहा है, ये कहना कि you don't have to minus anything from your life is not correct actually. हम इसे agree नहीं करते. You have to minus.
It will, oh yeah, it
no, Prabhu said it will minus itself. You don't have to force yourself.
फ्री विल जो है ना वो यूज करनी
पड़ेगी, विलिंगनेस कृष्णा की तरफ दिखाना पड़ेगा, और उस विलिंगनेस का मतलब है कि हमारा हर पॉइंट ऑफ लाइफ में ये सिलेक्ट करें कि ये सिलेक्ट करें, एवरी मोमेंट ऑफ पॉइंट ऑफ लाइफ में आता है, आप देखिए दिन और सुबह से शाम तक देखिएगा, ये सिलेक्ट करें कि ये सिलेक्ट करें, आप हमेशा दो चॉइस रहते हैं आपके पास,
हमेशा रहता है,
तो हमको अपना विलिंगनेस वहां पर एक्सरसाइज करना पड़ेगा. सेकंड चीज है जहां पर हम लोग अपना मेटेरियल लाइफ का बात कर रहे हैं, देखिए ठीक है हम लोग जो भी करते हैं वाइस प्रेसिडेंट है मिरेट्स के, चाहे कहीं के भी कुछ भी हो हम, लेकिन हार्ट में हमको बड़ा बनने का इच्छा नहीं होना चाहिए.
कि हार्ट में मेरे बहुत अपने आप को समाज में बहुत बड़े स्टेटसफुल दिखाना है, अपने आप को बहुत बड़ा दिखाना है, ये इच्छा भीतर से जाना चाहिए। हम लोग बड़ा बड़ा काम करते हैं, बड़े विला में रहते हैं, बड़े पोजीशन पे रहते हैं, एसोसिएट डायरेक्टर ये वो, एक स्टेटस एक अटैचमेंट मन में रहता है कि लोग मुझे बड़ा समझे कि मैं बड़ा हूं। वो चीज जाना चाहिए अंदर से। वो अगर अटैचमेंट अंदर रहा है उसको हम कवर नहीं कर सकते हैं भाई, एनी मीन्स हम उसको कवर नहीं कर सकते हैं। मतलब लीपापोति समझते हैं आप, लीपापोति समझते हैं कि नहीं? लीपापोति से वो चीज नहीं चलेगा, भीतर से जाना चाहिए चीज। एक्चुअली बड़ा बनने के लिए इच्छा है हमारे मन में, हमेशा बड़ा बनने के लिए इच्छा रहता है कि लोग मुझे बड़ा देख मुझे रिस्पेक्ट करें, वो जाना चाहिए अंदर से। अगर कृष्ण को पाना है, अल्लाह अकबर दिन भर में हम 5 बार सुनते हैं अल्लाह अकबर, बड़ा अल्लाह ही, हम इनसिग्निफिकेंट इरिस्पेक्टिव ऑफ मैटेरियल पोजीशन कुछ भी। प्रभुपाद जी ने कहा था कि यू यूज योर मैटेरियल पोजीशन इन प्रीचिंग कृष्ण। प्रभुपाद जी स्वयं क्या थे? बड़े इंजीनियर थे, बड़े डॉक्टर थे, बड़े सीईओ थे, कुछ नहीं थे, लेकिन उसका भक्ति इतना प्योर था, उनकी वाणी में स्ट्रेंथ था कि सीईओ कंपनी उनसे इंप्रेस हो जाते। भीतर से आप क्या है वो मैटर करता है। हमको अपने प्रति, अपने भावना के प्रति, हमारा हार्ट किधर करवट ले रहा है उसके प्रति बहुत ऑनेस्ट होना पड़ता है, बहुत ऑनेस्ट होना जरूरी है। हम छुपा नहीं सकते, लीपापोति नहीं कर सकते। भक्ति ऑनेस्टी है, इसमें दूसरा कोई थर्ड सेकंड सोच है ही नहीं। इसमें हम अगर गंदे हैं तो मानना पड़ेगा हम गंदे हैं, हमारे अंदर लस्ट है तो मानना पड़ेगा मेरे अंदर लस्ट है, अगर मेरे अंदर बड़ा बनने का इच्छा है तो मानना पड़ेगा मेरे को अपने आप को, हाँ मेरे अंदर बड़ा बनने का इच्छा है, तब हम फिर उसे आगे उसको निगेट नहीं कर सकते हम कि नहीं मेरे अंदर बड़ा बनने का इच्छा नहीं, हम तो इसको कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस नहीं यूज कर रहे हैं। ये सब थोड़ा हार्ड फैक्ट है, हमको अपने पर बहुत ईमानदार रहना चाहिए। सब छोड़ेंगे तब कृष्ण मिलेंगे, हार्ट में अटैचमेंट नहीं होना चाहिए। आप युधिष्ठिर महाराज बनिए, आप क्या कहते हैं परीक्षित महाराज बनिए, लेकिन वो हार्ट से कभी अटैच नहीं थे एक्चुअली सब चीजों से। राजा होकर भी अपने आप को सम्राट नहीं समझे, अपने आप कृष्णा के सर्वेंट समझते थे। ये भीतर जोड़िए, भीतर हमारे क्या चल रहा है, दिमाग में क्या चल रहा है, वो बहुत जरूरी है। अब देखिए, आप अपने पद पोजीशन से कॉर्पोरेट क्लास को इंप्रेस कर सकते हैं, ठीक है ना, लेकिन आप अगर सिर्फ इंडिया के बारे में सोचिए तो हम क्यों सोचते हैं कि हम सिर्फ कॉर्पोरेट क्लास को प्रीच करेंगे। इंडिया का 70% पॉपुलेशन गांव में रहता है, उसको मतलब ही नहीं कि एमडी का मतलब क्या होता है, उसको पता ही नहीं कि सीईओ का मतलब क्या होता है। उसको जाइए सिंपल प्रीच कीजिए। हमको हमेशा हमारे मेरे एक गुरु भाई हैं, मेरे गुरु भाई हैं, उनसे एक बार कोई कहा कि आप बॉम्बे के स्लम एरियाज होता है वहां पर जाकर प्रीच करने के लिए कोई इन्वाइट किया, वो मना कर दी कि नहीं मैं उधर सब एरिया में प्रीच करने के लिए नहीं जाता हूं, मैं सिर्फ हाई क्लास में प्रीच करूंगा। क्यों? ये कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस नहीं है। आपको जहां कृष्णा भेज रहे हैं जाइए उधर प्रीच करने के लिए। इंडिया का अभी देखिए, मेरे से मेरा भाई लोग पूछता है कि आप लोग इस्कॉन पे इतना बड़ा बड़ा क्लेम करते हैं, आपका तो सारा टेम्पल, आपका सारा मंदिर वंदिर तो सब शहर में है, गांव में तो कहीं, मेरे गांव में तो कहीं कृष्णा टेम्पल नहीं दिखता है और कृष्णा को कोई प्रीच करने नहीं आता मेरे गांव में। तो हम लोग भी थोड़ा अपने आप को ना हाई प्रोफाइल समझने लगे हैं। कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस का मतलब हम लोग अपने आप को हाई प्रोफाइल लेवल से जोड़ना शुरू कर दिए हैं। इसमें गांव का धरातल जो भूल गए हैं हम लोग कि गांव में भी जीव रहते हैं, उनको भी कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस चाहिए। वहां पे हमारा सीईओ होना, एमडी होना, बहुत बड़ा होना मैटर नहीं करता है। जस्ट मेरा ऐसा थॉट आता है, हम कई बार ओवरवेल्म हो जाते हैं पूरा अपने आप को, भीतर मेरे को बहुत गिल्ट फील होता है कि हम कर क्या रहे हैं वास्तव में। बहानाबाजी करके, ये करके, वो करके अपने आप कितने दिन खुश रहेंगे। हम जस्ट अपना भाव बोल दिए, अपना मन की बात कोई जरूरी नहीं है कि हम डॉक्टर इंजीनियर बन के ही हम प्रीच कर पाएंगे। किधर देखिए विकेटिक प्रभु जी क्या है, डॉक्टर इंजीनियर है कुछ नहीं है,
पूरा वो उन्होंने वो खिलाया गौरांगी आश्रम उसके फोटो
किसी भी डॉक्टर से अच्छा पेश करते
बहुत अच्छा पूरा दिन कीर्तन के फोटो आते रहते हैं उनके पूरा सिटी में कभी कहीं हर दिन तो अगले उसमें जाते हैं अगले कंट्री में
आप हर जगह चीट कर सकते हैं भक्ति में आप चीट नहीं कर सकते ये बिल्कुल ऑनेस्ट ड्राई ऑनेस्ट चीज है इसमें कहीं कोई मिश्रण नहीं इसके अंदर आपको
I think it's a journey we have to we'll have to walk that how we act in detachment you know like how we
process hai ek din ka baat nahi hai hota hai guilty feeling hota rehta hai guilty feeling hote hota kuch hota hai guilty feeling har body ko hota hai sabko hota hai kuch bhi aap galat kar diye kuch apna swarth ke liye kar diye to guilt feeling bhitar shuru ho jata hai aap bhi usko express kiya chahe mat kiye ki bhitar hone rahi ye cheez zaruri nahi tha lekin maine kiya bina
तो आप फिर वापस जहाँ थे वहाँ चले जाते हैं कि अरे इतना सह नहीं सकता ज्यादा गिल्ट फीलिंग आती है तो फिर लगता है कि क्यों हम इसमें आगे बढ़े हैं जब हम कुछ कर नहीं सकते तो फिर लगता है कि वापस आ जाओ हमने जाना
सुधारता है Anyway.
But we have to, we have hope, we have Srila Prabhupada's teachings, we have examples to follow around us and we have to keep progressing, we have to keep making efforts and so much assurance Prabhupada is giving in so many purport that today also we said that we can go back to Godhead if we follow you know, spiritual master, if we follow the instructions of Lord. So it's a progress. We've taken 8.4 million birth to come here. You know, it will take time to go back, but then we shouldn't be discouraged. As you're saying that, oh, too much guilt feeling is not good. But sometimes you have to tell our kids, you know, if you will not do this, you will fail. Yeah, we have to make them realistic. If they say, oh, Mama is saying if I don't do, I would fail. Let me not study. Then I will. Anyways, I'll fail. No.
समाज में रहना है तो समाज का एक मतलब समाज एक मिनिमम एक स्टैंडर्ड पे रहना पड़ेगा समाज बिल्कुल अब जैसे माता जी बोले कि वो लोग बोलते हैं कि ये लोग कुछ नहीं करते हैं ये लोग सब कुछ छोड़ छाड़ के जीते हैं तो एक मिनिमम एक्सेप्टेंस समाज में प्रीच करना है हमको कि एक, एक, एक रहना चाहिए कि नहीं ये लोग हमारी तरह आदमी है लेकिन हमको अपने भीतर से ऑनेस्ट रहना चाहिए भीतर का ऑनेस्टी जरूरी है बहुत जरूरी है भक्ति में आप सब कुछ कर सकते हैं लेकिन चीट करेंगे तो भगवान नहीं लाइक करते चीट लेकिन समाज में फिर समाज में पीछे करना है तो अब समाज में बिल्कुल जब कटे छटे दिखेंगे तो वो आपको देख के डर जाएगा आप इधर से आ रहे हो तो घर से भाग जाएगा तो उसको लगेगा कि मेरे जैसे इंसान है मेरे जैसे आदमी है तो आपके पास सुनने एक ओपनिंग मिल जाता है अगर बिल्कुल आप एकदम सन्यासी को देखकर लोग इधर से भागना शुरू कर देते हैं मेरे जैसा आदमी है तो लोग थोड़ा सा हाय हेलो भी कर लेगा लेकिन सन्यासी को देख कर रहे तो बोलना शुरू मेरे साथ होता था पहले
श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय